Books and Arts.
Book Review. The History of Science. Sleeping Giants. The Light Ages by Seb Folk.
In the 11th century, nearly 500 years before Leonardo da Vinci drew a similar flying machine, a young monk called Elmer strapped wings to his hands and feet and jumped off a tower at Malmesbury Abbey in England. After he had glided more than 200 metres, a gust of wind caught him and he crashed, breaking both legs. Elmer's exploit seems to capture much about the Middle Ages, as Seb Falk, a historian, presents them in The Light Ages. They fizzed with scientific curiosity and experimentation, much of it in religious institutions. There were a lot of dead ends, but there was progress too, and they don't deserve to be tainted as the Dark Ages. A deeply rooted intellectual prejudice holds that nothing much happened in the 1,000-odd years between the fall of the Western Roman Empire and the rediscovery in the 15th century of the texts of the ancient world. Mr. Falk sets out to discredit it. Those texts were well known in the Middle Ages. When they were brought together in European libraries with the musings of the finest contemporary minds, many from far beyond Europe's borders. Translated into Latin, copied, debated, and sometimes improved upon, a shift did begin in the 15th century, but it was more quantitative than qualitative, an acceleration largely due to the invention of the printing press rather than a watershed.